All right, let's turn to politics, though. Nice to say hi to a friend. We've only texted back and forth. We haven't spoken in forever. Melissa Lantzman is deputy leader of the Federal Conservatives and joins us now. Nice to have you.
Nice to be back.
How have things been going for you lately? Like I said, you know, I texted you actually because I said, looks like you're going to be a cabinet minister one day. And a lot of my friends are getting to positions of power. And you texted back, I will try not to disappoint.
I certainly will try not to disappoint you. But look, it's been busy around the country. I'm one of our few members of caucus that get to see the country coast to coast, and it's really bad out there. And we hear the stories from coast to coast about people struggling. Families can't afford higher taxes and more inflationary spending driving up the cost of everything that they want and most things that they need.
Now, normally we talk with opposition members after the budget comes out, but basically they've rolled it out already.
Well, it's a slew of frantic announcements, and I'm less concerned about, you know, how and where they say things. It's about what's being said. But we sent just like they're rolling out their budget in advance, we have certainly sent our demands about what we want to see in this budget in order to support it. And those are three very simple demands that we've heard from across the country, and we'll talk about those.
Okay. Well, let's talk about them. If there are three, can you roll them out?
Yeah, for sure. So we want them to certainly to axe the tax on farmers and food by immediately passing one of the bills in the House. It's C-234. That's the one that's going to take the carbon tax off of farmers that provide all of the nutritious food that we eat. We want them to build homes and not bureaucracy. We want them to require cities to permit the 15% more home building each year. They'll get a bonus if they do that or anything in more than that, and they'll get penalized if they don't.
Okay, how does that differ? How does that differ from the current policy?
Well, the current policy is not actually building houses. We're seeing a rollout of demand side policies, which I think will bid up the house the prices. We've had house prices double in this prime minister's term. We've had rent double in this.
A lot of homeowners kind of like that.
Well, those who are getting in the home housing market can't even dream of it. We used to take you 25 years to pay down a mortgage, and now it takes you 25 years in this city, or 29 years in some cases, by some measure, to save for a down payment. That is just unacceptable. We have a crisis, and we've got the Prime Minister's own housing agency, the CMHC, saying that our housing starts next year are going to be even lower. Canada is building fewer homes than we did in the 1970s when we had half the population, which obviously makes housing more expensive for everyone. So we want to see an actual solution that's going to put pressure on the cities and on the provinces as a condition of receiving the federal infrastructure money they do. And then there's one more.
Yeah.
This is the most important one. We're going to cap spending with a dollar-for-dollar rule. That's going to bring down interest rates and inflation, and we want the government to find a dollar of savings for every new dollar of spending, and they can't just raise taxes to find that.
Okay, and I want to talk about that because it sounds like one of those measures that, you know, might pass in a California county. It makes a lot of sense on paper or as, you know, as a slogan, but I mean, what would you guys be cutting right now if you were in power?
Well, look, we can start with the tons of waste that exists. We had an app that was supposed to cost $80,000 that ended up $60 million. We've got $21 billion in outside consulting fees. We can cut the $133,000 that went to well-known anti-Semites like Laith Maruf. We can cut the $360,000 that are funding the PRC police stations that are operating in Canada. The list goes on and on. We can cut the chauffeur services to transport the Minister of Finance at conferences like COP26. He can do it online. We can certainly cut the $1 billion from the CBC once and for all. There is no shortage of waste in this country, and
okay,
now
hold
the
on
government
a sec.
Is.
So you want to pull the plug on the CBC? That's actual policy now?
That is an actual promise, and we'll do that as soon as we are elected.
Okay, including the French language CBC, because that's going to kill you guys in Quebec.
Well, we're certainly going to have the French language and some of the regional, but we're going to cut the majority of the news, and that's about $1 billion too that's coming out. We're now spending, John, $52.5 billion to service the debt, and that is more than the federal government transfers to all of the provinces on healthcare. We're hearing that that healthcare is an issue. We're hearing that housing is an issue, that higher taxes, that the carbon tax. We're hearing just a struggle from every single Canadian that certainly we talk to from coast to coast.
Okay, not a lot of time on the clock, but I have to ask you, if we axe the tax, and I'm not arguing necessarily that it's working, but you need, the conservatives are going to need a climate change policy and a carbon policy. What's it going to be?
Well, look, we've said this many times. We believe that that we should develop both of our traditional and alternative energy sectors to support the industries like hydrogen, biofuels, wind, solar, nuclear, tidal, and all other innovative energy sectors. But what we're doing right now, and you're seeing, I saw Jagmeet Singh walk back his support after voting for a 23%
But
carbon tax
that's
increase.
Cynical politics. We all know that.
Well, we've actually got a plan, and the plan is not to kill the 500,000 workers directly and indirectly that are working in the energy sector, which is happening right now, and the livelihoods of almost 3 million Canadians across provinces. We're going to develop our green energy, and we'll have a detailed program on that when the election rolls around.
Thanks a lot for this. Always a pleasure.
Happy to. Yeah.
Melissa Lantzman is a Toronto area MP, a Conservative deputy leader, and as you can hear, a skilled communicator.